Issues Etc. is listener supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support. As promised and as usual here on these Friday afternoons, we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week with you for the remainder of the program. Live this Friday afternoon, March the 4th, I'm Todd Wilkin. This is how it works. We play four Issues Etc. soundbites. They're short and sweet. We want you to listen, and then, for whatever reasons strike your fancy, you need to pick one as Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can enjoy it, find it repulsive, you can agree with it, disagree with it, find it remarkable, funny. One of these, I think it's soundbite number four, if I'm not mistaken. Soundbite number four, many might find repulsive. That's a good reason to vote for it. I mean, it really is. But your reasons are your own. All we want you to do is listen and then vote. Those who vote via the phone, they get to vote first because they wait in line. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. The best vote, no matter how you vote on this Friday afternoon, gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC, or you can, as many have already, vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. If you're voting that way, remember to include your city and your state so we know where you're listening. facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Kirk Clayton. It was our pastor's roundtable yesterday. We were talking about the Bible. We were talking about Scripture and its various attributes. And we got off on the subject of paraphrases, in particular, a very popular paraphrase nowadays, The Message.
I'm sorry if I step on toes here, but any of your listeners out there that follow The Message Bible, burn the thing. It is awful. What happens is one person has a vision of what he thinks Scripture should be, and usually paraphrases two or three times longer than a faithful translation of Scripture. Rick Warren was awful at this in his book,
Purpose-Driven Life.
Yeah, thank you. There were actually passages that I would read in there. I thought, that's in the Bible? I don't remember that being in the Bible. And I'll check the footnote. Okay, it was from The Message. Here's the reference. I'd go back to the NIV or the ESV or the King James, and the passage was virtually unrecognizable from a standard translation to the paraphrase. He is not the translator. He is the author of The Message, not God. It's not God's word. It's Eugene Peterson's word. In a liturgical tradition, if you were to read that from the lectern, far be it from anybody then to say, this is the word of the Lord, thanks be to God. It's not. It's the word of Eugene Peterson.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or an email right here in the studio, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Soundbite number two comes from a caller. We always, whenever we can, like to include callers in soundbite of the week. This caller, Joe, was talking about Christian churches that allow Muslims to use their buildings for prayer.
I was kind of wondering if we're using the term Christian a little too loosely, depending on the Christian congregation that's opening up to the Muslims there. I mean, looking at what they're using as their definition of how Christian behavior should be, they prayed about it, and then they asked, you know, how God would lead them to do it, and then they looked to their own subjective feelings. It sounds like they're already practicing more idolatry than they could ever learn from the Muslims by holding their own subjective feelings as par with Scripture. That's my comment.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the week? 877-623-6943, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send us an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC. Let's see. This is soundbite number three. We were talking about, it seemed like an obscure conversation about receptionism and the Lord's Supper. It really wasn't, because it actually comes down to a very important question. When the pastor's approaching you with the Lord's Supper, what is he holding in his hand? Well, most pastors say, this is the body of Jesus Christ. Here's Dr. Scott Murray on a receptionist view of the Lord's Supper.
When I've got that wafer in my hand and I say, take, eat, this is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If it doesn't become that until I put it in your mouth, then I'm not really speaking the truth when I'm holding it in my hand. I should say, after you eat it, this will become the body of Christ, if I'm really truthful. And for whatever reason, that particular practical argument seemed to clarify for people that their eating couldn't make it to be what Christ said it is. And that's the stark difference, finally. Either Christ can say it into being, or your eating does. Now, for my money, I'm big on letting Christ do what he says he can do. And even if I don't believe it, it's still the body of Christ.
That's soundbite number three, 1-877-623-6943. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, you got to call, email, tweet, or vote at our Facebook fan page and ask for soundbite number three. Tell us where you listen and why you're voting. Facebook.com/issuesetc, talkback@issuesetc.org, or our Twitter address @issuesetc. Now get ready to vote, because here comes the break, but here comes soundbite number four as well. Jeff has been banned from singing on the air more than once, over more than many years, but yet he continues to do it. And soundbite number four, Jeff is our producer here at Issues Etc. We let him have a microphone early on Fridays in our first hour of the program. Sometimes he abuses the privilege. Here he is with his musical pick for Blog of the Week.
Well, I'm a Lutheran blogger. I've got golden fingers, and I'm a prior everywhere I go. I blog about Jesus, and I blog about truth at $0 a show. I review all kinds of books that give me all kinds of thrills, but the thrill I've never known is the thrill that'll get you when you get your blog on the Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Blog of the Week. Want to hear my blog on the podcast, Issues Etc.? Want to send 5 copies MP3 to my mother, Issues Etc.? Want to hear my Lutheran blog on the Issues Etc. Blog of the Week? So my pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, The Lamb on the Altar, Chuck Weiss.
And that is Issues Etc. Soundbite number four, Jeff, and his musical pick for Blog of the Week. By the way, Jeff did not write that song, either the original or the parody. That was written by one of our listeners on their blog, and that's why they get picked by Blog of the Week. And Jeff insisted, for some reason, on singing it. Should it be Soundbite of the Week? 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get to vote first. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the best vote on this Friday afternoon, March the 4th. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. There's an event coming up June the 11th through the 14th at Concordia University, Wisconsin. It's called Luther Hostel, and the speaker there is going to be an Issues Etc. regular, Dr. Paul Meyer. He's professor of ancient history at Western Michigan University. He's going to be lecturing on the Crescent and the Cross, Islam and Christianity. Find out more about Luther Hostel at Concordia University, Wisconsin, July the 11th through the 14th. Start to plan now. Their website, concordiabible.org, concordiabible.org, or give them a call, area code 260-243-4343. That's 260-243-4343. When we come back, your votes for Soundbite of the Week, 877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The confessor, $25 monthly or an annual gift of $250. The apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And the patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Too Lutheran for a Lutheran radio station. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, March the 4th. You got four choices. You pick one for Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Pastor Kirk Clayton, "What's Wrong with the Message?" Paraphrase of the Bible. Soundbite number two, Caller Joe on a Christian church allowing Muslims to use its building for prayer. Or soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray on a receptionist view of the Lord's Supper. And finally, soundbite number four, Jeff and his musical pick for Blog of the Week. Those are the candidates. Now it's time to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get top priority. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or vote for Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Susan in Tupelo, Mississippi says, "My vote goes to Jeff." That would be soundbite number four. "Thanks for the big cheesy grin you gave me." Did you give her a big cheesy grin at some point? I didn't know about that. He was smiling while he was singing, though. Peggy in Canada says, "Number three clearly makes the point that it is a choice between trusting Christ's word or our action, and if we trust the latter, we're making a lie of the former." That's a vote for soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray on a receptionist view of the Lord's Supper. Peggy, thanks for listening in Canada. What about the rest of you? 877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Michael in Lamar, Missouri says his vote is for soundbite number two. The caller hit it right on the head. We're either going to be people of the word of God or people of what we feel is right. I don't see any difference in allowing Islamic services in the church than if a church of Satan wanted to use a church for their black mass. Thanks for listening in Lamar, Missouri, Michael, and thanks for your vote for soundbite of the week. Chris is listening in Michigan. Chris, welcome.
Yeah, letting the Muslims use their church can't be any worse than all the psychology programs through this that they have in the purpose-driven churches.
Well, you're right. Actually, they're allowing their churches to be hijacked by kind of a different kind of error, aren't they? All right, Chris, and thanks for your vote. That would be soundbite number two, I believe. Derek in Seward, Nebraska says, "This is hard for me because I think that both Pastor Clayton and Dr. Murray contributed soundbites that apply to our theology of Christ for us. In very sensitive areas, I think ultimately I would vote for the Reverend Clayton soundbite, number one, who in calling out Eugene Peterson's so-called translation shows us how important it is that we have a shepherd who has studied the original text and can point the flock away from those who teach a different gospel. Thanks. You're always in my prayers, says Derek in Seward, Nebraska. Thanks for listening in Nebraska. Iggy in Chicago says he's voting for number one. Eugene Peterson was on Moody Radio this week talking about how his Bible isn't a paraphrase, but a translation. Iggy says, not sure how he can justify that, but Kirk definitely turns his statement upside down. Iggy, thank you very much for listening in Chicago. Tom listens in Racine, Wisconsin. He votes for soundbite number four. Jeff, although really not Jeff, but Chuck. Josh in Kentucky says he's voting for number three, emphatically declares that Christ comes to us truly in the sacrament instead of the incorrect views of receptionism or spiritual presence or memorialism. The presence of Christ in the bread and wine determines if communion is law or gospel. That's a very good insight, by the way, Joshua. If it is law, then no one should eat the bread or drink from the wine because we are sinners and we would be unworthy to do so. But if communion is gospel, as I believe it is, says Joshua, then thanks be to God that he gives his body and blood to us through the simple elements of bread and wine. Although one and two are good, they don't address the gospel. And number four, someone should stop Jeff from singing on the program. Believe me, Joshua, I've tried. Thanks for your vote. Ernest in California votes for number one. Call me a Bibolator. Bibliolater, there you go. But if you want, but God's word needs to be preserved as written. Ernest, thank you very much. Stephen in Knoxville, Tennessee says, have to vote for number three. Please disallow number four. That would be Jeff's soundbite. It will only encourage Jeff to the oral detriment of us all. I could not agree more. Stephen, thanks for listening in Tennessee. Let's see what Chaz in Houston says. He says, I'm going to vote for number three. It's an amazing comfort to know after an awful week and despite my own sinful weak self, when my pastor, who is the Reverend Scott Murray, says, the body of Christ given for you, I can know that the bread and wine is Christ's body and blood given and shed for me for my salvation. Chaz, thanks for listening in Houston and give Pastor Murray our best. Don in Kansas says, I vote for soundbite number one. God is omnipotent, all-powerful, almighty. He created the world in 6 days, and he's also preserved his creation. If he did not hold all things together, the world would soon fall apart. God, who is almighty, can also communicate with man and reveal his word to us. Jesus said, quote, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus has been with his powerful word and will preserve it for his people. The problem is with people who want to change the word and make it appeal to human reason. Don, thanks for listening in Kansas. Randy is emailing from St. Louis. He says, I'd vote for soundbite number four just because Jeff proves the reason he's a producer rather than a performer. No thrills here. I'll also have to vote for soundbite number three because Pastor Murray's words are so needed. We'll count that as a soundbite number three vote. Beth in Fort Wayne, Indiana, I'll vote for Jeff only if Jeff never sings again. That's a pretty big if. I cannot promise that, but we'll count your vote. Anyway, Beth, thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. Well, here's a vote from the Issues Etc. comment line.
I want to vote for Blog of the Week for Jeff and his musical pick because it's hilarious.
That's a very good reason for your vote. Thanks for your vote there. Kevin in Ohio says, I vote for soundbite number four, simply out of pity. Pity's a legitimate reason to vote for a soundbite, especially when it comes to soundbite number four in this case. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, when Issues Etc. produces the best of Jeff's jingles, I will be first in line to purchase a copy so long that the praise ditty is not included. Well, it may be. I can't guarantee it. Alas, this did not warrant my selection for soundbite of the week, says Dennis. As laudable as Joe's comments were, the audience was limited to a particular action by one congregation. Dr. Murray's explanation of the error of reception, however comprehensive, is indicative of a pastor's need to catechize their members with what is means. And after considerable angst, I finally decided to judge this week's soundbite according to the greatest application and award my vote to Pastor Clayton, admonishing his admonition concerning the message. Far too many Christians need to realize the error of this translation and twisted teaching promulgated by Rick Warren as a result. Blessings to Pastor Clayton for his well-deserved rebuke. Dennis in Michigan, thank you very much. Let's see, Thomas in Alma, Michigan's voting for soundbite number three. Dr. Murray when our Lord Jesus says it is doesn't mean represents, neither does is mean will become when you eat and drink, or will be if you have faith. Is means is, nuff said, says Thomas in Alma, Michigan. Well, the winner this week, Dr. Scott Murray, on a receptionist's view of the Lord's Supper.
When I've got that wafer in my hand, and I say, take, eat, this is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If it doesn't become that until I put it in your mouth, then I'm not really speaking the truth when I'm holding it in my hand. I should say, after you eat it, this will become the body of Christ, if I'm really truthful. And for whatever reason, that particular practical argument seemed to clarify for people that their eating couldn't make it to be what Christ said it is. And that's the stark difference, finally. Either Christ can say it into being, or your eating does. Now, for my money, I'm big on letting Christ do what he says he can do. And even if I don't believe it, it's still the body of Christ.
All right, that's winner of Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray on a receptionist view of the Lord's Supper. The LPR bundle package, I think, is going to go to Derek and Seward in Nebraska, but thanks to everybody who voted this week during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Derek, email us your mailing address and your shirt size, and we'll send out the LPR bundle package to you. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible donation to help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. The address again, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. As usual, thanks for listening, and always thanks for your support. When you go to church this weekend, please do us a favor. Invite your fellow parishioners that you see there at church to listen to Issues Etc. next week. They will not be sorry that they did. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the names of Jesus. Pastor Eric Rotman of Good News Magazine will walk us through as much as we can get through in 1 hour of the names of Jesus. When Jesus says is, it is, and whether it is in the pastor's hand or in your mouth, when he speaks those words, this makes the thing what it is. It's just like creation. He says, let there be light, and light is. When he says, this is my body, and it's for you, and it's for the forgiveness of sins, all that is. And it is, most importantly, for you. When he says, from the cross, it is finished, guess what? It is, and it's finished for you. And that's exactly what he gives you in his body and blood in the Lord's Supper. Just listen. He says, it is. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.